The cost of food is on the rise, and students are paying for it. TMU students are feeling the pinch at the checkout counter as food prices continue to increase. Walk downstairs. A game of ping pong echoes through the hallway. Make a quick left, then a fast right. From the outside, office SCCBO3A at the Student Campus Center looks like any other. The inside tells another story. Boxes are being emptied, macaroni is going on shelves, onions into bins, and ground beef into the fridge. The Good Food Center, a drop-in food bank at Toronto Metropolitan University, TMU, is setting up for their busiest day of the week, Wednesday, when many students pick up their groceries. The busyness reflects a dire trend. TMU students say they are struggling to afford their groceries. The price of store-bought food has increased by almost 21% in 2022 compared to 5 years ago, according to the Ontario Consumer Price Index, which tracks the inflation of goods over time. The Good Food Center's membership has been increasing nonstop since school started in September, according to its operational leads, Tasmin Rashid and Lauren Bruch, who are also TMU students. The center is planning on releasing a hunger report later this year, which will outline its progress and outreach. The report aims to show which students are experiencing food insecurity among the TMU population and why. What is known is that groceries have gotten harder to afford, and TMU students say they are more aware of prices than before. Zara Ali, a first-year politics and governance student, lives at home with her two brothers and says that grocery shopping with the family is a balancing act between buying foods that everyone will be happy with and keeping the costs down, especially since some of the products have gotten expensive. During one grocery trip, she wondered whether to spend her money on milk instead of a tub of ice cream. "Why was ice cream like $10?" asks Ellie. "Now I think about what I need rather than what I want. I'd rather buy milk right now than buy ice cream." TMU students who have dietary restrictions pay an even heftier price. Joss Chang, a third-year journalism student, first noticed the rise of grocery prices after moving out of his parents' house about 2 years ago. He lives in Vaughan with his sister. Chang is severely allergic to dairy, eggs, nuts, shellfish, tropical fruits, oats, and red meat. He has seen the most change in his essentials like frozen fruits, vegetables, and easy snack items. Chang says he used to pay $10 for a pack of 4 chicken breasts, getting about 2 meals for him and his sister. He now pays an $11, which is a 10% increase. Statistics Canada annual Consumer Price Index for Ontario shows that fresh and frozen poultry has increased by about 21% in the past 5 years. "It's getting more expensive," Chang says. I've noticed a tightening scope of what I can get. Students aren't just struggling with grocery prices, but also rent, transportation fees, and other fixed expenses, according to Jackie Gingrass, a TMU Associate Professor of Sociology. This adds even more pressure to the grocery bills. Food often is the first thing that is reduced when a student is really struggling on the fine line of survival, said Gingrass, who refers to it as an elastic expense dependent on what's left of a student's budget. Gingrass said it's very difficult to focus on learning without proper nutrition. She points out that beyond the psychological issues, considering the extra work of worrying where your next meal will come from, the money for said meal, where to purchase the food, and how to prepare it is also mentally draining. A $9 loaf of bread. Bread, toasted, peanut butter, smeared, banana on the side. That is a typical breakfast for second-year professional communications student Sophia Sadler. It's simple and will get them through the morning. Almost 2 years ago, Sadler was diagnosed with celiac disease, an autoimmune disorder that prevents them from eating gluten. Dietary restrictions are top of mind during their grocery trips. Their neighborhood grocery store is a Freshco, where they say they're paying as much as $9 for a loaf of gluten-free bread. When trying to stretch a dollar, their go-to meal is pasta. Statistics Canada's annual Consumer Price Index shows that prices for pasta products across the country have increased by around 20% since 2017. When you're a student, sometimes you have to make quicker meals, and a lot of those things are like pasta and any frozen meals, Statler says. For Ali, non-perishable meals are the most convenient because she doesn't have to worry about produce going bad, especially when it's gotten more expensive. Ontario's Consumer Price Index shows the price of fresh fruit has increased by almost 20% since 2017, while fresh vegetables have increased by around 33%, according to Statistics Canada. Despite the rising costs, Ali has been trying to cook more and advises fellow students to do the same. Try using the same thing multiple ways. You can make different kinds of rice and stuff like that. Just figure it out. It's okay to ask your mom for help, Ali says. Caring is key. Barch and Rashid sit behind a desk at the Good Food Center. It's Thursday, the day after delivery day. Thanks to the hard work of the volunteers, it is quiet and calm. The hum of the fridge floats through the air and makes its way past the half-closed office door. Barch sits up straight in the fold-out chair and clasps her hands together at the mention of Good Food employees. They're such a blessing. Those volunteers who are willing to come back every week and help their community, she said. It's just so heartwarming. Gingrass reflects a similar attitude. Caring for one another is key. Our entire reason for being at this place called TMU is because of students. If we're lifting all those who are struggling, we're lifting all of us up, said Gingrass.